And those are household words in part because of his exertions both before and after serving Ronald Reagan. Indeed, one cannot really think of Ronald Reagan's policies without thinking of Marty Anderson. But Marty did not make his debut in the Reagan administration. He served in Washington also during the Nixon years, first as director of research for Nixon's presidential campaign, then as special assistant to the president. He was senior policy advisor to the Reagan presidential campaign and then chief domestic and economic policy advisor in the Reagan White House. He graduated from Dartmouth in 1957, which I think is the other Dartmouth. He's written four books and edited two. He serves on a number of boards, including the Committee on the Present Danger, which may have to change its name to the Committee on the Permanent Danger. And he was a member of the President's Economic Policy Advisory Board until President Bush abolished it. He is now a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution on War, Revolution, and Peace. His most recent book is A History of the Reagan Years, aptly titled Revolution, and he will autograph copies of it after dinner. It is also said that he has X-ray vision, can move as fast as a speeding bullet, can leap buildings in a single bound, and watches public TV. But I have to confess, we cannot be sure those things are true because they have been told to us only by Professor Anita Hill. Never mind, we'll take him as he is. It's a great pleasure to introduce to you a friend and Reagan Revolution colleague, Marty Anderson.